As ever, this is Jen Verheeren with Cadence Coaching, and we are approaching completion of the performance project. I choose the word completion for a reason. Completion refers to the way in which you end one thing in order to prepare for the next. It is not to finish and forget. It is not the end. A completion is the intentional acknowledgement of an experience that creates a powerful springboard for the next one. It has been such an honor to travel this weird and winding road with you this year. The year's end is always an opportunity to look back and take stock in order to look ahead and embrace what's next. I would say, though, that this year, it's even more so. 2020 has been, by most accounts, a really shitty year. And also, by most accounts, some really brilliant things have come out of it. I'm going to take you through a process right now. Just as you set goals in the beginning, you'll now assess where you're at and take a look at all that has happened before you begin a life design for your year ahead. Begin by looking back at this year. Review the 12 months that have led to today. 2020 offered incredible opportunities for growth. What were they? Yes, maybe you did some complaining and you probably navigated some hardships. You were probably disappointed and frustrated at times. Maybe you were a little more angry and afraid than usual this year. But I know that if you were open to them, there were points of light, moments of joy, and positive sea changes that occurred as well. Completion is about getting real with all of it. Please have your training notebook with you as you listen to this session, or at least a notebook or some paper. I'm going to give you some time to write during this recording, but please press pause if I go on to the next section before you've completed the last. I'm going to take you through 9 steps, and they are all outlined in your training notebook. Number 1, list each significant event of the last 12 months. If you need to, you can look back through your calendar. Review each event. How can you get complete with it? Acknowledge it for what it was, regardless of whether the event was a gain or a loss. You're not as likely to take on the next opportunity unless you are complete with what's happened in the past. So take a couple of minutes just to write them down. Now, number 2, list the wins, benefits, joys, and silver linings that came from each of those events. Step 3, list any losses, disappointments, and/or breakdowns that occurred this year. List any losses, disappointments, or breakdowns that occurred this year. My dog is wandering around. Number 4, look at perspective shifts that have occurred for you in the last 12 months. Perspective shifts that you want to consciously carry into the next year. I'm going to write now, before you write, I'm going to give you some examples that I got from you all. These were perspective shifts that Performance Project participants shared with me last month. I've let go of worrying about where I should be and focused on where I am and where I'm going. I'm trusting that I have the tools to address those two aspects of my life. A big part of that is not comparing myself to others as they appear on social media. That's a big shift. I've realized my feelings are valid regardless of what is going on in the world around me. I deserve to be happy, and it's okay to be happy despite others being sad. It's also okay to be sad or upset about seemingly minor things. True friends will be happy for your success or happiness, so success does not have to decrease connections with others. I've learned to become more allowing, to resist and judge less, and to proceed action with curiosity. I am in control of my thoughts. Conscious curiosity has been a game changer for my writing. The commutability of goals and a capacity for resilience and flexibility I didn't realize I had. The ability to pivot, to see situations through the lens of what do I need to do now, to have a plan B, a plan C, and a plan D without being discouraged. I've learned to reevaluate what's important to me versus what is expected of me. I love that one. I control what I can, let go of what I can't, appreciate what I have. Every moment matters. I have a lot to be grateful for. So those are all examples of perspective shifts. What perspective shifts have occurred for you in this last year? Number 5, acknowledge the seeds you planted last year and notice what you may want to continue to grow this year. Are there goals you set that are incomplete? Did circumstances this year cause you to pivot or postpone anything that is still burning inside you? Instead of letting those things weigh on you or trigger self-doubt, embrace them. Those important goals are still there waiting for you to claim them. If you've heard me say many times, sometimes you have to move the goalposts. It's all good. Make a list of the goals from last year that will be a part of your life design again this next year. Number 6, what are you really and truly letting go of from last year? What are the goals that no longer have meaning for you? What are the old destructive thought patterns that you're replacing with new constructive ones? What old worldview are you leaving behind? Are there people that no longer belong in your life? Are there beliefs that no longer serve you? Write them all down. Next, write down the 4 or 5 most important areas of your life, like relationships, work, writing, finances, career, family, health, home, travel, creativity, whatever they are for you. Okay, write down the 4 or 5 most important areas of your life. This is number 7. Number 8, now explore what you know about the seeds that you have yet to plant, the dreams that have yet to fully form. For each area of your life, brainstorm goals, ideas, journeys, actions, dreams, or projects that bubble to the surface when you let them. Remember, this is not planning or goal setting. It's simply inviting possibilities and beginning the process of gaining clarity. These seeds do not need to be fully formed or even feel possible right now. As you consider these seeds, you may have some inkling of things that you might want to begin or something new you want to incorporate into your life in this coming year. List these things with abandon. Brainstorm. All right, number 9. This is the final step in this completion process. It might take you a few days, actually, so don't feel like you have to come up with this right now. But you're going to create a title or a name for the year ahead. What will be next year's theme or intention? Some ideas are the year of cultivating heart, the year of going big, the year of laying the foundation. Take a few seconds here to think about what it might be. You might already know exactly what it is. If not, take a few days to let it incubate and fill this out once you've discovered it. So I'm giving you an outline here, but this completion process is yours to make your own. I hope it'll help you gain focus and clarity as you consciously create the life you want to live in the year ahead. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this performance project journey. The grit and resilience and passion and camaraderie of our horse community never ceases to amaze me. And no matter who you are, you have had all of that in spades this year. My hope is that you come away from the performance project less constrained by fear, more empowered by your own thoughts, more deeply connected to your horse, and more inspired by what you are capable of. I wish you continued grace and joy on your journey and truly hope that our paths continue to cross. With great gratitude, this is Jen Verheeren signing out.